Good evening, Press.
Hi. Is this the hotel?
Yes.
How much would it be for me to book a room for my girlfriend? She's driving me crazy tonight. I don't know if I...
I don't have any rooms, miss, tonight.
Are you sure? Because she has terrible PMS. I cannot...
I do not have any rooms, miss.
Well, when...
Sorry to say.
Oh. You know, we have 16 cats here. I can't take it anymore. I want...
I do not have any rooms, miss. I'm sorry to say that, but I'm sorry.
Will you have some rooms tomorrow? I think you may have hung up on me by accident.
Okay, how can I help you, miss? I told you 3 times and you're still just pushing me, so I can't help you, you know. I'm busy here and I did not hang up. But 3 times I told you, if I had a room, I would give it to you, miss.
I'm starting to think that maybe you don't care.
Miss, you're talking like without... When I'm telling you tomorrow there are rooms and you just tell me something different, you know?
You have to understand, we both have PMS and we cannot be together tonight. So I was very upset, you know?
Miss, I'm sorry. If I had a room, I'd provide you. I have to go, okay?
Please, Mama, can't you see? I've always tried to please. I wore ribbons and jewelry and makeup and perfume and dresses down to my knees. You said that it's a phase, just something I'd outgrow. But I got a girlfriend and she's got a lawn that I'd sure like to mow. Go on and wish that Brad Pitt would come along, but I prefer Madonna in a lacy thong.
Hello, you're listening to show number 4 of the Lesbian Mafia, and I'm your host, Sandy. I'm really happy that you're listening. Thank you very much for tuning in. I've been trying to, you know, because I'm PMSing, so I've been trying, and so is pretty much everybody else that we're going to be talking to tonight. So I'm PMSing, and I'm feeling really wacky and just, like, out of it. So I was trying to think of a topic, right? So... last night I was having a conversation with one of the girls. I remembered a really bad breakup that I had, but like it was really bad, like really, really bad, right? And I remember just hashing it out, talking about it, and thinking to myself, oh my God, that is the craziest thing that I've been through. And I think about when I was a teenager, that's the last I can remember being straight, was when I was a teenager, because when straight people... when they're in a relationship, they have clearer boundaries than we do, I think, anyway. And they also have divorce courts, and they have their families, and that kind of thing. But that's another story. But for the most part, it just seems... not. I don't know if it's easier for them to break up when it's obviously time. I don't notice straight people hanging on to relationships in the same way that we do. Now, yeah, there's, you know, a lot of marriages that have probably been going on 10 years too long, but there's something specific to lesbian relationships that even if we know from the beginning they're just not a good partner for us, we'll still go into it anyway. Whereas a straight woman, I think straight people are a lot more picky, maybe. I don't know. I could be wrong. I probably am wrong, but I'm just finding that in my own experience and of many people that I've seen, we don't always make the wisest choices. And for some reason, I think straight women have a much better picker. And when I say picker, I mean, you know, they're better at picking partners than we are. I don't know. I don't know if that's true or not. Because for all the fighting that we do with legislation and everything, for all of the fighting that we go through, yeah, sometimes I wonder, what are we fighting for? Have you seen the state of our relationships? Have you seen some of these lesbian couples with goes on behind closed doors that nobody sees? It's pretty scary. I know that behind my closed doors, some pretty scary things have happened. Pretty scary. So that's what I would like to talk tonight about, is some of the worst, most terrible breakup or the worst experience in a relationship, the most terrible fight, because I think that they are funny. Even though they were terrible at the time, or if you're going through it now, I'm really sorry. I feel your pain. While they're happening, if they're not funny at all. In hindsight, when you look back, they are absolutely hilarious. The things that lesbians do, the situations that we put ourselves in, the things that we will put up with. What's wrong with us? All right, so that's what we're going to talk about tonight. So, all right. Okay, so I'm going to bring in Dee, another friend from Las Vegas. Okay, where are you? I don't even know if I'm set up right. First of all, what's the weather like in Las Vegas right now?
It's hot as hell.
Really?
Really hot. It was really hot this morning.
Really?
Vegas, we're in the desert.
Yes, you are in the desert. Okay, all right, so that's not important. When I ask you the craziest fight that you've ever got into, the craziest relationship, what's the first thing that comes to your head?
Rihanna.
The whole relationship?
The whole relationship was crazy.
Now, why was that crazy?
She not only was younger than me, I didn't want to be in a relationship anyway, so she kind of begged me to be in a relationship with her, and then after a while, I fell in love with her, because that's what us lesbians do when we move in with each other the next day, right?
Right. You just fall in love anyway. You fall in love by default.
Yeah.
When did you know, oh my God, this is a crazy situation that I'm in, and I should not be in this?
From the start, she was overly jealous. We had the craziest fights, and it was just the worst situation ever. But I was in love at the time, so I just didn't care, you know?
Okay, what was the thing that you found attractive about her?
She was a good-looking girl. I mean, to be honest, she wasn't my type.
Except that she was attractive.
She was attractive, and other people find people attractive. I'm like, oh, okay, well, maybe, yeah.
Okay, so then what was the craziest time in that relationship? Like, this is crazy. Crazy lesbian crazy crazy.
It was probably when we went out with my two guy friends. Remember I said she was overly jealous?
Yes.
And I'm 100% lesbian, but she just happened to be really jealous of everybody, especially guys. But
Because
even though you know a girl's lesbian, you just, because that's the same thing with me, I get jealous. But anyway, so Brianna used to get overly jealous of my two friends, Matt and Alex. So they came over one day, but Brianna got a little overly drunk. She was, like, super drunk. So she got really jealous. And they said, hey, we're just going to sit inside the living room. We're going to play some video games and just hang out.
Okay.
We went in there, and she sits down on the couch. She says, I'm going to watch TV. You guys go do that in the bedroom. Mm-hmm. So we're like, okay, so we're just going to set up in the bedroom to try to avoid conflict.
Right.
We go inside the bedroom with the doors open and everything. She starts pounding on the wall and saying, what are you doing in there fucking them both? The doors are wide open. They're my friends since high school, and she's, like, freaking out. She's saying all this out loud, which is embarrassing.
Right.
So I go up to her, and I'm holding her, and I'm telling her, you know, you need to calm down. She's saying, no, you're a fucking slut. You're having sex with them. That's why you want to be in the bedroom alone. We didn't even want to be in the bedroom. We wanted to be in the living room. So I'm sitting there, and she's calling me a slut and calling me all these names. And we've had fights before about other things. And her thing was, she always kind of, like, pushed me in the way, kicked me. And I just take it and kind of just brush her off.
Okay.
And then finally, we socked her in the face. I was so pissed off. I socked her in her face because she kept pushing me, kicking me, and calling me names in front of my friends. You know, you're a slut. You want to be with them. So I just got so pissed off. I socked her in the face because, you know, I'm getting tired of getting picked on. She went after me and went to go choke me. So we pulled her hair and I pulled it down so she couldn't really grab me. And then Alex and Matt came to try to break us up. But, like, during that time, one was holding Brianna, one was holding me. And we were just grabbing at each other, you know?
Wow.
I mean, I have never gotten a fist fight before in my life. And I've never hit anybody.
Right.
I didn't even break up with her after that. And I've never, ever done this stuff. And it was just, she was overly jealous. And I found out the reason why is because she was cheating on me the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And then the whole breakup process was even worse because she wouldn't let me break up with her. She'd go inside the room and threaten to commit suicide, and I try to calm her down. And then the freakiest thing is we were sleeping in bed. I was trying to calm her down because I didn't want her to be in my apartment, but she said if she wasn't there, she's going to commit suicide or whatever. So I let her sleep in my bed. Threw us in the bed, and out of nowhere, it's dark, we're going to sleep, no noise or anything,
mm-hmm.
and all you hear her saying is, I wish I had a gun. That's the freakiest thing for you to hear. So I get up, and I scream, and I go, I'm calling the fucking cops, and I called the cops on her, and then I end up kicking her out after that. I was freaked out.
That's when you finally put your foot down. After
she threatened my life, I was done.
With a pistol, with a gun.
With a pistol. With an AK. Yeah, she's still psycho because I'm friends with her girlfriend, or they just broke up, ex-girlfriend or whatever, and they've had fights to where she went into the bedroom with a knife and start chopping up the mattress in front of her. Like, stabbing the mattress.
I think that's kind of sexy. I don't...
And she stayed with her. Can you imagine this girl with a pistol, and now she has a knife?
Coping issues.
So that was probably the craziest.
That is all. That's all
the craziest thing I'll ever have to go through.
Right. That's all wonderful, juicy stuff. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I'm ready when you are.
It's just not nice. I don't like when you PMS.
What's wrong with me? You're PMSing too.
Oh yes, I am, without a doubt. So for my PMS, you're going to make me analyze old relationships.
Well, this is when I start ruminating over stuff. It's when I'm PMSing, you know? Okay, so we're talking with Paula in L.A. You heard the monologue, and you didn't even say anything.
No, outside of laugh, and I have to reminisce and rehash all shit.
Right. So, if you think back, and I know that I just woke you up, there's always a situation with you. You're either sick, or I just woke you up, or...
Oh, thanks. No, I'm PMSing, all right?
All right, now you're PMSing. I mean, all right, so if you can think back to the absolute worst relationship, or at least...
The worst relationship. They all were the worst. Let's see.
Like, what was maybe the worst disagreement or fight that you had with a woman that you said to yourself, oh my God, this is just totally out of control. This situation needs to end. I don't know how I got here.
I'm particularly a pacifist. I don't get into the argument stage.
So you don't get into big confrontations or anything?
No, I refuse to, especially if it's something stupid and trivial.
So you haven't really been through traumatic psycho-lesbian situations? Oh, don't even. You know why? Because I know.
The last one?
I know. I know what you've been through.
There's no fighting involved. I mean, the last one, yeah, was a bit psycho. My partner insisting my mother try to end her life.
Oh, that's right. That is total. That's the story, Paula. All right, your last partner.
We won't name her.
She will remain nameless. When you guys were starting to have serious problems because the relationship was dragging on way past.
Oh, was it? Okay. It got stagnant.
Right. And then you guys went away.
Stopped at a gas station. I have a childish mother who never in her life has pumped any kind of gas. Gave her a quick lesson, stepped into the store. She swung a gas handle around while squeezing the handle and got some on my ex-girlfriend's hand. And, of course, being the drama queen, she went ballistic and insisted my mother try to kill her and ranted and raved and cursed my mother out and proceeded to go stay at her uncle's that evening and hop on a flight back home the next day. I stayed where I was for another week, came home to find the locks on the house changed and me being asked to leave.
So let me ask you this. Why do we do this to each other? Why do women do this to each other? And the long silence.
Because we go through PMS and we're insane.
You think PMS is the source of all our problems?
PMS is the core of our problems.
But why do we stay in these relationships that are just dead? They've been backed up over, run over, trampled on.
I think because we always look for the silver lining and think it's just a slow period in our relationship until at some point you just kind of realize it's really done. We're not going to get back where we were, and that's when the problems start.
Why can't we just break up? Why can't we just break up? Just break up. When it's over, it's over. Break up.
Sometimes you don't realize when it's over.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
When you're with someone for a long period of time, you don't realize it's time for it to end.
You think it's the comfort factor?
A lot of times it's just the comfort factor.
Do you think that we feel like we lack choices? That there's not enough lesbians to go around in the world?
I don't think that's it. I mean, same as a straight couple.
Why would you put up with it if you knew that there was something better out there for you?
The next thing could be 10 times worse than what you're already in. And where you are is safe.
Right.
We don't know how to get out of anything.
Or maybe we're just not prepared to be in the relationships that we're fighting so hard to get into. It's hard. It's not easy.
No, it isn't easy.
It's not easy putting up with a woman's PMS, putting up with her moods, her hormones.
Especially when you get it at the same time.
Yeah, see, me and you could never be together because we both have the same cycle.
Oh, God, I'd freaking kill you.
All right, my darling. Thank you very much.
Okay.
All right. So we're are you all right with everything now?
I think so, yeah.
Very good then. Okay, so we're talking to Shelley in Panama City, Florida.
How you doing? From Norbit. Best movie ever. All right.
But I thought how you doing was Joey.
Well, on Norbit, she's like, how you doing? Refusia, I think that's her name. Everything she does when she's someone down or something, she's like, how you doing? I don't know, it's kind of funny.
Okay.
The PMS is setting in.
Are you PMSing?
Yes, I'm PMSing.
Oh my God, this is the worst month ever. I want to strangle every single one of you.
I don't want to snap. I just want to go crazy on people. I don't know what's wrong with me. One minute I'm mad and I'm angry. Next minute I'm crying and I hate this hormonal fluctuation. It's like up and down. I'm out there kayaking today, enjoying the open bay, and everything's beautiful around me. The next bit, I have this wave of sadness that comes over, and I'm like, I'm starting to cry. I'm like, what the hell's wrong with me? I'm a wreck. I'm like bipolar. But, you know, I'm not. It's just the hormones.
Right. Or that's a good excuse anyway. I mean,
it's a good excuse. Yeah. I'm schizophrenic. Not really. It's just my PMS.
All right, so
how you doing? Anyway.
So let's try to shift gears just a little, okay?
Okay.
Your craziest, most insane psycho relationship, the most terrible thing that's happened.
Let's see. Besides my ex, Angie, leaving me for a man that lived for 6 years. We won't go there. How you doing, Angie? Okay. It has to be Joanna. I was with her for like a year and a half, and that's back when I was like 21.
Mm-hmm.
It started out unstable to begin with.
Okay.
But you try to ride it out like a tidal wave and hope that it gets better when it doesn't. But anywho, she started getting verbally abusive with me.
Okay.
And as time went by, she started pushing me.
Like shove you?
And yeah, just shove me around.
Right.
Anyways, she wanted to move to Kentucky. I moved with her, and it just spiraled down from worse to hell. It was awful. Her and I got into this big argument, and she ran into the room, locked herself in the room.
Uh-huh.
I knock on the door, I said, Joanna, let's talk about this like mature adults.
Right.
Granted, there's always two sides of the story. I'm not an angel, because I don't know when to shut up.
Right.
But she comes flying out the door, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm about to be a bulldozed by this bitch. And I check out and I run from her, and instead of me actually going through the door, I slam my body up against the wall and knock a hole in the freaking wall. Because I missed the door, because I was trying to get out the door, because I didn't want to be bulldozed. And I go, bam! And she's like, you knocked a hole in the wall! I should have took that as a warning, hey, leave, but no.
Now, did you think it would stop?
Yeah, in my head, I was thinking, no, it will stop. It will get better, but it doesn't get better. It just gets worse.
Right.
That should be a red flag right there. If you can't get along at the very beginning, it's not going to work.
Right,
let it go. But anywho, I don't remember what triggered it, but I remember her sitting in a chair, and she said something to me, and I said something back, and she stood up out of the chair because she was getting ready to hit me.
Okay.
And when she stood up out of the chair, I socked her right in her left eye, and she spun around and hit the ground. I was punching her on top of her head. I said, I told you, bitch, I've had enough of your shit. And I wasn't about to stop because I've put up with so much abuse. I snapped. And she ran to the bathroom and locked the door. There she goes with her running the rooms, lock the doors.
Right, right.
Norman Bates. But anyway. But after that, she came out of the bathroom, and she said, I'm sorry. I'll take you to the hospital for your hand, but look what you did in my eye. So there we go, the emergency room. And she stepped with a black eye, and my hand's all swollen up.
So the both of you rolled up in the hospital, all busted up and everything?
Yeah, and we sat there for like an hour, and, you know, I'm not trying to knock the hospital in Campbellsville, Kentucky, but it sucked. No, there's nobody there. We're just sitting there. My hands get bigger. Her eyes get blacker.
Right. But give me a good hospital. That'll be your chore for the next 5 years. Try to find a good one.
Yeah, I know.
In the entire country. Right, right. Yeah. While we're dissing hospitals, never go to that sewer, Columbia Presbyterian. Presbyterian, especially the one on Fort Washington. Or Cornell, that filthy dump. All right, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
I apologize.
Okay. You had to let that out.
It's PMS. It's PMS.
I'm listening, Sandy. Go ahead.
No, I'm just random. Oh, I'm random because it's PMS.
Oh, okay.
PMS makes you random. I'm sorry. So your eyes were getting blacker.
Her eye is getting blacker. My hand's getting bigger. And I'm getting hungrier, all right? I said, I'm hungry. I'm ready to go. And she said, okay, now this goes to show you how dysfunctional. We just got through beating the shit out of one another, okay? We turn around, we have sex. You know, as if that wasn't enough, I decided to stick it on out.
Mm-hmm.
And about 4 days later, we ran her truck. I said something again that triggered it. She went to throw a fist, and I caught her hand. And I said, do you not remember what I just did to you a few days ago? You want it again? I flung her hand out of the way.
Wow.
And when we got back to the apartment, she went to work, and I packed all my bag, everything up, and I just came home.
And that was it.
I got out of it. That was the best thing for me.
Right.
But now we are cool with one another. She lives in Oregon, and occasionally we do speak with one another, and we did reconcile our differences. We grew up.
And you don't kick each other's asses anymore. Well, that's a good ending, then.
Yeah. Shitty beginning, very good ending.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Having a little bit of a difficult time today. All right. Are you still with me, my darling?
I'm still here.
Okay, very good. So, hi.
Hello.
Hi, we're talking with Lolly in South Beach, Miami. What's the weather like today in South Beach?
It's probably about 78 degrees, nice cool breeze.
Mm-hmm.
Great day to go to the beach.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Very good. Okay, so I wanted to know, what was your worst, most psycho crazy experience in a relationship with a woman? What comes to mind?
There was this girl I met one time. I wasn't really in a relationship with her.
Mm-hmm.
I met at some party. She was really hot, and we hit it off. But she ended up being from San Francisco, and I was living in L.A. at the time. We kept in contact, and the second day, she's like, hey, what are you doing? I'm like, nothing. And she's like, well, why don't you come outside? She drove 8 hours and was at my front door. I took it as, it's romantic. Okay, that's sweet. She wants to see me. So at first I was like, oh, this is strange, but whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Not with it. So everything was great. We spent 3 or 4 days together. And then she had to go back to San Francisco. And that week, every day, she sent me a bouquet of 2 dozen beautiful roses every single day. It got to the point where my boss was like, okay, enough. This is in the flower shop, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I felt kind of strange, but I was like, she's a nice girl, you know, whatever.
And you got involved anyway.
I got involved anyway. Mm-hmm. So I went up to go visit her. I said, it was fine. It was great. So this was like about 3 weeks into it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then the next day she tells me, you know, I'm thinking of moving down to L.A. What do you think? I'm like, if you want to do that, whatever.
Well, did you want her to?
No.
Okay.
I'm like, listen, I'm not going to put you aside, but, you know, I barely know you.
So tell me, at that point, how did you not hightail out of that relationship?
Because I was like, I'll still see her, but I set my boundaries when she told me she was moving. So she moves down here. Then, one day we got into this disagreement.
Mm-hmm.
She was asking where I was. And I'm like, I got out of work, and then I went home. She's like, well, did you call me? And I was like, I did call you. She goes, well, it doesn't take you an hour and a half to get home. And I'm like, exactly, right? I should have known. I was like, the girl's nice, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Come to find out, mm-hmm. she was taking about 5 Zany bars a day.
What are the Zany bars?
The Zany bar is a full bar of Xanax. It's a 2 milligram of Xanax.
What is it, like the size of a candy bar?
No, it's like a little white pill.
Okay.
But to get a prescription that you've got, you'd royally be fucked, or you can get it on the streets, whatever. But she had a prescription for it. You know, I didn't know that she had this problem with Xanax, and that's why she would go off like, cuckoo.
Right. That's why when a girl says, hi, I just met you, and I'm going to move from Frisco to L.A., that's why you say, no, don't do that.
I said no. I'm like, listen, I don't think it's a good idea. And if you do, I want to be bound to you. I barely know you.
Right.
She's like, no, it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
The bitch U-hauls it down in L.A., moves 15 minutes away from my house.
Wow.
Stalks me. And then I'm like, listen, this isn't working out the way I thought it was going to work out. Maybe we should just be friends. She starts grinding her teeth, crying, banging her head against the windshield. Okay?
Wow.
And then she's like, I have a brain tumor. And I'm like,
I have a what?
She said she had a brain tumor.
Oh, that's not even funny. Oh,
it's not funny. And she said it to
keep me.
Maybe she did, Lolly. Maybe she really...
I don't think so, because I found out so many lies that this girl said about herself.
Well,
so then I felt bad, and I was still her friend. And then I ended up having to get a restraining order on this girl.
Why?
She moved back to San Francisco. She's trying to call me one day. I'm like, listen, I'm at work, I can't talk. And she keeps calling me and calling me. So I turned my phone off.
Okay.
I turned it back on. There's about 17 messages from her. So as soon as I turn my phone on, it starts ringing again. And so I call my friend. Mm-hmm. I was talking to my friend for about 15 minutes, and she called me 30 times.
Wow.
I wake up in the morning,
mm-hmm.
and I had moved back in with my parents at the time. I'm getting ready for work, and I hear this faint knocking at my front door. I look out the peephole, and it's her crazy ass.
Okay.
So since she couldn't get a hold of me all night, she decides on driving 8 hours to come see me. I'm like, listen, this is my parents' house. On my way to work, I'll talk to you. I'm getting ready. I'm rushing so I can just sort of blow her off and get her out of my life. As I'm driving to where I was supposed to meet her, right around the corner, she jumps in front of my car, like runs across the street in front of my car, okay? Because she thought I wasn't going to talk to her. I'm telling her everything's okay, and don't worry, we'll talk, just go relax, and I'll talk to you when I get out of work. During this whole time, she was parked in front of my job.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah. I was so terrified, I had to get a restraining order on her.
Yeah, she was a real live stalker weirdo.
Right.
And you probably didn't know how to handle it. That's what I
didn't know.
Yeah,
I was just
crazy. Yeah,
yeah.
A lot of emotional issues. Now, was that the end once you got the restraining order?
That was the end.
Yeah, stalkers, you got to let them know you mean business. Once they know that you mean business,
they'll stop.
Yeah, but if there's even the smallest little hint that they can get in, even the slightest weakness in you, that's it. You know, I don't know what happens to these people if they turn into stalkers.
I don't even think she was aware of the fact that she was a stalker.
All right, so let me ask you this, though.
Yeah.
How was the sex with psycho lesbian?
It wasn't that good. And then when I did, I'm like, oh, okay, this is good, but I hadn't had sex in a while.
Uh-huh.
And I hadn't had that much experience. It was just, every lesbian has a psycho story. Everybody.
So do straight people, though.
Yeah, they do.
I think it's just more entertaining when lesbians have psycho situations, because I'm just so used to seeing straight people in their psycho crazy stories. I'm not even fazed by it.
Already, lesbians have so much drama. Like, I'm sorry. Because we're women.
We're very emotional.
Very emotional.
Right. One thing that I definitely know is that I could never be with a woman who's on the same cycle as me with my period.
Oh, but you can't help that.
Right. See, once we get to the point where we're on the same cycle, then it's time for us to break up. That's what I know.
At least I know when she's about to get hers and I'm about to get mine. We're PMS like crazy. And
like that's when you need, like, a guest house. Or you need to put her in the garage.
We hear it all the time. Guys always make all these comments about PMSing. And you know what? If a man was pumping out babies and bleeding once a month for a week and getting bloated and his tits inflate into the size of a basketball,
right?
You'd be PMSing too, motherfucker. Yeah, no.
I don't get cramps or anything. I just get really, you know, psycho. That's why if I had
yeah.
a girlfriend, I would have to put her in the garage. If, you know, we
yeah.
both had our periods at the same time, she would have to go in the garage. That's all there is to it. End of story.
See, I get it all, man. I get the cramps. I get the PMS. I get really emotional, really bloated, everything. I get
yeah.
it all. I even
yeah,
have
see,
to throw up.
Yeah, see, I'd have to put you right in the garage.
Yeah, I would put myself in the garage and throw away the key for about a week and then come back out.
I love you very much. Thank
I love you.
You. Okay, so we're talking to Loa in Brooklyn, and I'm going to ask you now, when, you know, because you're Anne Hesh, so when you were dating women, what's the first thing that comes to your mind when you think of, this is the most craziest thing that I've ever been involved in?
Well, I think of Kitty.
Right, we'll call her Kitty.
She was a wildcat, a lion, oh my God, and she was only like 4'11".
Okay, and you're what, like 5'5"?
I'm 5'5".
Right, okay.
And all my friends thought I was crazy. Who didn't you?
Yeah, I remember that. But what's the one thing that happened that you said to yourself, oh my God, this is crazy. What am I doing?
Okay, this one day we were at her house and we were watching TV.
Mm-hmm.
And we got into this little disagreement.
Uh-huh.
And I said, you know what? I think it's time for me to go home.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is not good. I'm feeling very uncomfortable right now and I just want to leave.
Okay, what was the argument about? Do you remember?
It was about going somewhere. It was a silly argument.
Okay.
Because then afterwards, after I thought about it, I'm laughing because I'm like, oh my God, this is crazy. Okay, so I said, okay, this is it. I'm leaving. I said, this argument is going to escalate, so that's it. Mm-hmm. I'm out of here.
Okay.
So I didn't even take the elevator. I go down the steps, and she's like, you better get over here, Lola. You better get over here. And I'm like, what, are you kidding me? Is she joking? So, of course, she drove me to her house. I didn't have my car.
All right, how are you going to get home?
Yeah, so I said, you know, I'm over here in the west side, upper west side,
right.
Washington Heights, may I add?
Right.
And I'm like, oh, my God. Now, and it's raining on top of it.
Okay.
I'm like, what am I going to do? So I said, let me see if I can hail a cab.
Mm-hmm.
I'm standing on the corner. She's like, get over here. I need to talk to you right now. You have to talk to me. And I'm saying, listen, kitty, I do not want to talk to you right now. I need to talk to you. So she stands in front of me, and I'm like, I don't want to talk to you. Finally, a cab stops.
Mm-hmm.
I open the door, she closes the door, and she looks at the cab driver, and she says, keep going. So the guy goes, oh, she wants to come in. So she goes, mother effer, keep going. So I'm like, what? I said, uh-uh. So I close the door. I said, oh, my God, this girl, I didn't know where to put my face. She's starting a scene here.
Right, right.
So I go up the block. I don't even know where I'm going. Now I'm going up. Mind you, I live downtown.
Right.
So now I'm going up, walking uptown. I don't know where I'm going. She goes, I need to up and talk to you. So I said, I don't want to talk to you. So I crossed the street over. I don't even know where I was going.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing you know, I'm walking, and there's, like, bottles flying over my head. And I'm like, what is this? I said, oh, my God, she's throwing bottles at me.
You didn't tell me that. I don't remember that.
And then you hear the bottles close to me, and I'm like, oh, my God, this is so freaky. If you know me. And if you know me, you know I'm not that type of person. I don't like any of that. I hailed a cab.
Were you scared of her or something?
Yeah, so the cab stopped.
Uh-huh.
Let me tell you something. She was 4'11", but she was, like, crazy. I used to have to act really tough with her. Because if I didn't act tough with her, she would have beat the shit out of me. She was very street.
Right, right, okay.
Which I never went out with before, but
right.
It was a little bit exciting, I guess.
Right, to be with the kind of tough...
Oh, my God. I don't know what went through me. She was gorgeous.
Right.
So anyway,
right. Mm-hmm.
So after the bottles flew, boom, 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 I hailed the cab. I get into the cab, when all of a sudden, she goes in front of the cab. She goes, stop the cab, motherfucker. I'm like, what? I said, keep going, keep going. He said, I can't keep going. I was like, listen, guy, he has his turban and everything. I'm like, just go. She opens the door on the back where the passengers sit.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, get the fuck out of God. So now I say, I better act tough now, you know, this little one. I said, you better close that door right now. I told you I want to go home. She told the cab driver, if you don't get this passenger out your car, and then started, boom, boom, started kicking the car.
Don't.
Sir, please. He's like, you need to get into my car. I'm going to call the police. So I get out the car. She tries to grab my hand. I pull her away from me. I push her.
Huh.
I start running. She starts running. Now I'm running zigzag.
Wait a minute.
In between cars. I'm like, I couldn't believe I was acting like this. I thought you would think that I was running from someone who was going to try to kill me.
Or someone who was really big.
I couldn't believe it. I swear, Sandy. So then, finally, I thought I lost her, right?
Right.
So I get into another cab.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I ran to where she had her car parked and didn't realize it because I was going in blocks and circles. I was in the cab. The cab was waiting at the light.
Uh-huh.
When she bangs the cab with a bat. I could not believe it. I'm like, what is this? A nightmare? You're going to talk to me. Come on, pop out this cab. And I'm like, oh. The guy was like, look, she's going to ruin my cab. What are you doing? So the cab driver gets down. So then I run out of the cab. Here I go again, running at another cab. I must have went into four cabs. I said, this is not happening to me. God, please, this is a nightmare.
Where did she get the bat, Loa?
It's from her car.
Oh my God.
Hey, let me get the aluminum. I'm going to get the aluminum in the back of my car. I guess that's what she did, you know? So, oh my God. When I saw that bat hit the cab, I said, stop it. And the guy said, what are you doing to my car? She says, get the fuck out the car, Loa. I said, get out the car. So I get out the car. This is insane. What is this? I didn't even know where the trains were over there.
Uh-huh.
I said, you gotta stop this now. Stop it.
I need to talk to you. I'm like, well, I don't want to. And, you know, I didn't want to talk to her. I just didn't want to.
Right.
I had to talk to her because she was more crazy than anything. I felt like I had to talk her down, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I was like a negotiator trying to calm down someone who was taking people hostage.
It was, yes, yes.
It was insane. But you know what's funny? That knowing the family that I come from,
right.
And to be in that situation, that's like so embarrassing.
Right, that's like a shame on you, right?
Oh, what?
Right, that you were running away from a 4'11".
Bottles were being thrown at me. That's ludicrous. I couldn't believe it.
So what ended up finally happening?
Talked her down. I was like, okay, I'll listen to you, whatever it is. And then finally, when I said I'll listen to her, she's like, no, I don't want to talk to you. I'm like, oh, my God. She almost killed 4 cab drivers.
Oh, my God. So she
couldn't move. And she was like, I'm telling you, get out of the car now. Get out. I'll fuck this cab up right now. I was,
so
she was cursing so much. It was so embarrassing.
So then there was like almost 4 cabbie casualties.
1:30 in the morning.
Oh my!
I was running around and everything. Finally, I was just thinking about a bridge that I was crossing while she was throwing the bottles. I don't know what bridge that was. I was like, oh my God, I'm crossing a bridge. I'm walking a bridge. I'm like, what is this? I was like, oh my God. And I was just running that I wasn't even looking.
Oh my God.
That's how crazy it was. It was ludicrous. And the rain was just pouring on me. Finally, when I surrendered, I was like, my hands up in the air. No more bottles, please.
Right, you were like a prisoner of war.
Oh my God.
Oh my
God. I was dodging bullets.
You were dodging. God, thank God she didn't have a gun. Good Lord.
I swear to you, I couldn't believe that was happening.
So I'm going to, I'll share mine because with you, because you're the only one out of everyone who knows her.
I'm sorry I had to share that. That's so embarrassing.
No, that's not stuff.
Who acts like that? Who?
Apparently, we're capable of that.
You know, now don't argue. Walk away, come back later and talk about it. That was beyond argument.
Right, it turns into a war.
Exactly. Crazy.
Yeah, and you know, it's shocking because you don't expect women to act like this, right? You know, you expect that we're different, right? That we're more civilized than that.
Oh.
Apparently not.
Not all women.
Right.
You have to really, really dig deep when you go out with someone.
Right.
Try to find out the most you can.
Right, right. Before you end up committing, because then you could end up, you know, running in between cars. Okay. So I can relate because I remember a person in particular that the whole entire relationship was totally insane from giddy up. There was no reason for me to be in that relationship, and it turned into psychosis. She managed to get me to commit to her.
Mm-hmm.
When she was committed to someone, I don't know how she met, whatever, I think she's the devil. But so I was in this crazy relationship with her. We would get into these awful disagreements, and then there was this one huge blowout that we had. We were in my apartment. I don't know how it started. You know how I think it started is I bought these 2 teacups, and she liked the teacup, and everything that I bought for this apartment, she wanted one of everything that I would buy, which would throw off the set. Like if I bought a set of 6 glasses, she would say, I like that, I want one, give me one. And then if I didn't, she'd say that I was selfish.
Oh my God.
Right? One.
Do you have any cups at home?
Right? She has one of every set that I ever had. So then she wanted one of this set of teacups that I got, and I was so in love. They were so cute and adorable, and I didn't want to give her it. I didn't want to give her one of them. I wanted my 2 freaking teacups.
You wanted the set.
Mm-hmm. Yes. We got into this disgusting disagreement. It got so nasty that one of the teacups ended up falling and breaking. So she was like, you see, good for you. That's how, you know, blah, blah. So I was really upset. And then I don't know what ended up happening. We were headed to be breaking up anyway. But this was the fight. I'm not really like a fighter or anything. So she could kick my ass in a second.
You're very femme. Very ladylike.
Yeah.
I'm a lady.
Right. I mean, I'm not going to be fighting or anything. But at the same time, my anger takes over. And I don't realize that you could kick my ass, right? So next thing I know, we're finding screaming like 2 lunatics in the house. And she starts picking up furniture and throwing it from one, like from the kitchen into the living room.
Oh my God.
She was throwing like the chair from the kitchen into the living room.
Oh Oh my god. Did she help you buy that furniture, by the way?
No, and I'm like, I could not believe that I was standing there watching her pick up each and every chair from my kitchen set, and I was watching my chairs go flying from the kitchen into the living room.
Oh. She was going mad. She went mad.
Yeah, she's like, that's right.
All over the place.
Yeah, she's like, that's right. I'm gonna fuck everything up in this apartment. If she could,
I guess she bought anything, right?
If she could pick up the table, she would have. She tried to flip the table over.
Oh my god!
Everything. She lost her mind, and I went bananas on her. Next thing I know, she's. I think I went to grab her to stop throwing things, and then she grabbed me. And next thing you know, we're pulling each other's hair, and I
don't, oh god. But wait, she was just picking up the chairs and just throwing them?
She was throwing them from one room into the next room. Okay? Yeah, she meant business. She wasn't fooling around.
She meant business. It wasn't even her furniture or her apartment.
Right, that was all stuff
she didn't even live with you.
Right, we didn't live together. That was my furniture, period. My mother helped me buy that furniture.
God.
Yeah, and she was taking my shit and throwing it from one room into the next. Ba-da-boom, ba-da-boom, ba-da-boom. Everything was flying.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I mean,
managed to get her to stop.
I think I hocked a loogie at her at some point. Oh. I think that was the thing that wounded her.
Boy.
Yeah, and then after the screaming like two maniacs, then we ended up like, I'm so sorry, oh my god, I love you, like that.
Oh god.
Right, like two maniacs, yeah. But I knew, I said, you know, that's it, this is the end.
You blocked them from your thoughts.
Oh my god, that was just...
Please, you like me block this bitch out.
Yes.
Like, never existed.
So that's my little thing. I don't know, I don't really notice the signs all the time at the beginning, because I always look for the best in people, and I always think that everybody's nice.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, which is really silly, but... All right, so that was good. Thank you. We'll talk again later. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
So I hope that you enjoyed this special edition of The Lesbian Mafia. I didn't expect it to go on this long. What happened was that when I got these stories from everyone, I couldn't get them to shut up. They got really into the stories. But it was definitely a pleasant surprise to have all this material for you. And I'd like to say that, you know, never mind rights. I deserve a medal for being a lesbian. You know why? Not only do we go through everything on the outside, but we have to deal with the regular stresses of a relationship. And unfortunately, we can't afford to act like heterosexuals. We can't afford that luxury. Because while we're fighting with each other, chasing around after women that aren't good for us, or chasing after bisexual vermin, while we're busy doing that, the right wing is fighting to overturn any rights that we do have at this moment and preventing any future rights that we would like. Of course, these were isolated incidences specifically pointed out, and they do not describe the majority of our relationships. Well, I guess that might depend on who you know. We're women. We're supposed to be better, right? We're the gentler sex. You'd never know it by listening to this show today. Yeah, you know, Jesus Christ. Good Lord. You know, and then when Mariah Carey goes nuts, takes off her shirt on MTV, you know, then they call her crazy. You know, it's people that drive you to that point. She didn't get like that alone without somebody driving her crazy. And for millennia, women have been complaining that men are dogs and they cheat and this and that. And then, you know, we become lesbian. And then what are lesbians doing to each other? They're cheating on each other? What is this? I don't understand. What is going on here? I don't know. I've seen absolute insanity in straight relationships that I think I'm just numb to the stupidity of their relationship. But I just happen to know some straight women who pick their partners a little bit more intellectually. And a lot of the lesbians that I know pick their partners emotionally. So maybe somewhere in between is a good compromise. But so thank you very, very much for listening, and I'm really glad that you did. I think it's really stupid that I say that all the time. I don't know. So thank you again for listening, and I will talk at you again very soon. Okay, bye-bye. It's a phase, just something I'd outgrow. But I got a girlfriend, and she's got a lawn that I'd sure like to mow. Go on and wish that Brad Pitt would come along. But I prefer Madonna in a lacy thong. And I'm a lesbian. I don't like nothing swinging between their legs. Yeah.
behind my back and criticize my life. But I get no complaints from Lou Diamond Phillips' wife. And I'm a lesbian, I'd rather be with Jane than Dick. Yeah, I'm a lesbian, a penis doesn't do the trick. When we go in for 69, I know hers is the same as mine. Hide your wives, cause here I come. I'm a lesbian. I'm a lesbian. When does cheerleading practice start? Hey there, cutie.